With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has recommended a new national monument at Badger 2 Medicine. While the Blackfeet Nation says the proposal is a good start, they're also hesitant to fully embrace it. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports, the Blackfeet want more of a say in how this proposed monument is managed.
Huddled behind his white pickup truck near Glacier National Park, Roland Kennerly stuffs his hands into his coat pockets.
Oh, it's raining, snowing, and wind blowing.
The road has turned into a muddy slop. Beyond us is a pocket of socked-in mountains and roadless grassland known as the Badger 2 Medicine Area.
You can only get in there by walking or by horseback. And so it keeps it in its natural state. And I hope it stays that way for my kids and my kids' kids.
The place is sacred to Kennerly's tribe, the Blackfeet Nation.
A lot of our elders used to go back there and seek their visions and just go back there for cleansings.
The Badger 2 Medicine is on U.S. Forest Service land, and for decades, the Blackfeet fought against oil companies who leased sections of that land for exploratory drilling. The last of those leases were retired under the Obama administration, and now President Donald Trump is considering whether or not to take protections a step further. This summer, his Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke recommended the president create a new national monument in Badger 2 Medicine. That designation would protect a little over 200 square miles of federal land from any future oil and gas development. And while the tribal council supports that, they're also concerned. Blackfeet Tribal Chairman Harry Barnes says making Badger 2 Medicine a national monument allows that land to fall under further federal control.
It takes away from our sovereignty and our rights. Okay, so we then have no say on a place that's sacred and holy to us.
Ideally, they want the land returned to the tribe. But Barnes says that's unlikely. So the council is opposed to the designation unless the Interior Department allows them to co-manage the monument.
Because then we sit at the table and we help make decisions going forward.
Doing that would take an act of Congress, but it just might happen under the Trump administration. Zinke's called for Congress to authorize tribal co-management of the tribally sacred Bear's Ears in Utah. And Barnes says Zinke has asked the Blackfeet to draft a co-management plan for Badger 2 Medicine.
It would take some legislative change to allow that co-management. I feel positive that it's going to get the designation. I feel semi-positive that we're going to be able to effectuate a co-management.
Other conservation groups are wary of what a Trump-era national monument designation could mean for Badger 2 Medicine. Since becoming secretary, Zinke has proposed reducing the size of other large monuments across the country, potentially opening up millions of acres of public land to oil and gas development. Lan Tawney is president of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
You know, we want permanent protection for that area, and so making it a monument, you know, now that the Antiquities Act is, you know, being called into question, is it really going to be... Are you really going to be able to protect that in perpetuity?
Zinke says shrinking some large monuments allows them to better align with the Antiquities Act, which states that the size of the monuments should be limited to the area around the artifacts they protect. But Tawney says by proposing a new monument in Badger 2 Medicine and not recommending any changes to another monument in Montana, the Upper Missouri River Breaks, Zinke may be giving favor to his home state.
I think that the people of Montana hold our special places very near and dear, and if you do not protect those places, I think that's a political nightmare for you in this state.
Blackfeet Tribal Chairman Harry Barnes says it doesn't really matter if Zinke is favoring his home state or not. He's just happy to have someone in Trump's cabinet who listens to the tribe's concerns.
If we can get a friend in there that'll do us a solid now and again, great. Because it's something we don't normally see and we don't normally operate in that realm. Ours is in the realm of hoping, praying, wishing. Just like the song, isn't there a song? Wishing and hoping. Anyway, that's what Indian people do. But those wishes and hopes and dreams generally are dashed against a bureaucracy that really doesn't care. And so that's the realm we operate in.
In an email to YPR, a spokesperson for Zinke says there's nothing new to report on the monument review. And the secretary has yet to comment publicly on the proposed new monument at Badger 2 Medicine. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.